Quiet Mind, Day 29, From Need to Love. How presence transforms addiction into true connection. Here's the brutal truth about many romantic relationships. They're not rooted in love. They're fueled by pain avoidance. At first, the thrill of being in love works like a drug, numbing the deep ache inside you. But like all drugs, its effect wears off, and when it does, what you've been running from, fear, loneliness, need, comes rushing back. Only now you pin those feelings on your partner. Suddenly, they're the reason you feel abandoned, triggered, or angry. Cue to the drama, accusations, emotional warfare, manipulation, blame. What was once bliss becomes a battlefield, and the high becomes a hangover. But the partner didn't cause your pain. They just stopped being your painkiller. Every addiction, whether it's to substances or people, is an attempt to outrun discomfort. It starts with pain and ends in more of it. When the relationship no longer masks your inner emptiness, you don't heal. You lash out. And unless you're deeply present, your ego will keep you locked in a loop of demand and disappointment, chasing salvation in the very thing that can't give it. Avoiding relationships altogether won't save you either. The pain is already there. Solitude won't heal unless you're consciously present in your aloneness. So can you transform a toxic relationship into a real one? Yes, but only with presence. Presence is the key. It's the light that exposes the patterns and dissolves them. It's the awareness that watches your thoughts instead of becoming them. It's the space that says, this pain is not me, and in that seeing starts to heal. When you stop identifying with the pain body, the emotional residue of past wounds, you stop attacking others from it. When you stop identifying with your mind, the endless chatter of judgment and drama, you stop trying to manipulate life or your partner into making you feel better. True transformation in relationships begins with full acceptance. No fixing, no judging, just seeing your partner exactly as they are and dropping the demand that they complete you or behave a certain way. This breaks the addiction cycle. It kills codependency at the root. You stop playing the victim, stop enabling dysfunction, and either walk away in peace or go deeper into the now together. Love, real love, isn't dependent on a partner. It isn't selective or scarce. It's not a special emotion reserved for the one. It's a state of being. A natural radiance that arises when you're connected to the deeper truth of who you are. You don't fall into it. You are it. It flows through you the way sunlight touches everything without picking favorites. You might feel it more intensely with one person, but it's never exclusive. That's ego's version of love. Possessive, needy, afraid to lose. Even in dysfunctional relationships, real love occasionally breaks through during intimacy, childbirth, crisis, or loss. In those moments, the mind stops, the pain body goes silent, and something deeper reveals itself. That's not magic. That's presence. The glimpse is brief, unless you're anchored in being. Without presence, love collapses back into a mind-made drama. So what do? You stay, not in the relationship if it's abusive, but in yourself, in presence. You become the silent witness of your patterns, the stillness under your pain. You let the love that is already within you flow, not as a reaction, but as your nature. That's when the games end. That's when the pretending stops. That's when love stops being something you find and becomes something you remember.